This is the BBC.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Alice Levine overshares too much info, again, as we all do, on the Google game. Can I please get another win on bangers? And Charlie Puth comes in and is absolutely brilliant. He sings all the answers to my questions and talks about being friends with Liam Payne. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. It's Scott here. How's it going? Hope you're good. Can you say hello, Chris? Some people don't believe that you're here.
Yeah, I'm here. What, because maybe fired?
Yeah, Joe in Preston, just wondering if Chris has been asked to leave after yesterday's phone call to one of the bosses. That was our game Boss Chicken, which happened yesterday. Did our boss Rebecca say anything to you after?
Yeah, it's fine. Well, obviously, after it's done, things can calm down a little bit, as long as people can take a joke. Oh, God, that makes it sound worse than it is. No, but luckily, she can take a joke, and so it's all fine.
Okay, good.
I think I've done a really bad job at basically saying it's all good.
Okay, so we've both still got jobs, it's all good. I think we should probably give that game a rest for a while, because at some point, someone's not going to take it well, and it's going to step over the line.
It'd be good to do it with someone else, though, as well, wouldn't it? Like, let's get Famous involved.
Yeah.
Could do that.
They call their boss.
Well, but we could famous do boss
people,
and
famous people don't have bosses,
that's
do they?
That's true, that. It's true.
Like, who's Beyonce's boss?
I don't know. Or it could be some, like, new... Well, that's a great question. But some new pop star, like, ringing... I don't know, like a Simon Cowell or someone.
Yeah, that'd be quite good. So we'll give that a rest for now. Google game coming up with Alice Levine later on. Not seeing Alice for a while. And Charlie Puth's going to be on the show with us just after three. Scott Mills. It's Radio 1 with Scott Mills. This is a good idea from Chris and Marlowe. Please get one of Alan Sugar's assistants to play Boss Chicken. Yeah, we should get Claude or Karen Brady on to do it.
Mm,
and
then
call up Alan Sugar, and they have to say the phrase between them until actual Alan picks up, and then they have to say the phrase really clearly, like we do on our game.
Might be a tricky one to smooth over afterwards, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lord.
Right, so if it happens again tonight, I'm going to need to go downstairs outside and have a word with these foxes outside my house.
Really kicking off again, was it last
Seriously,
night?
Seriously, like, it's waking me up every night now.
Do you think some kind of message is going out?
No,
they're all sort of congregating outside your place. It's weird that it's outside yours.
It's so loud. I need to go down there and, like, be brave about it and be like, look, mate, it's 1 a.m. What are you doing? Well, I know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, be reasonable about this. Yeah. What you should do is dress up as a fox. Right, go down there. That, I mean, this would be amazing.
No, because it's three against one. There's three of them.
Go down, see what's going on.
There you are, all three of them there. What do you mean, go? I'm just going to go down there and be like, shut up.
Well, you've got that wolf's head, haven't you? You could go down there and sort of mix things up a little bit.
Actually, I have got the wolf's head from a previous Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Off of Little Red Riding Hood.
But amazing. So the foxes were busy.
So busy last night.
Yeah,
All three. All three. And I've worked out there's definitely three now.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you thought one might be further in the distance.
Yeah, so like, what is it? Like, one's like, then one's like, and then one's like, really loud. Also, I've noticed that the foxes are appearing in more and more songs now. When we play Human, Rag and Bowman the other day, it's in there, listen. There's one there as
there.
Well.
Mm.
And for a split second, also in No Money by Galantis. They're everywhere.
They're taking over.
They're taking over. But still not as good as Jason Derulo's new one. That's the exact noise that I'm getting every single night, 1 a.m. outside my house.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
It's a Google game. Someone gives us the start of a sentence that's been put into a search engine on the internet. We have to complete the sentence with what we think are the most frequently asked ones online. So we've got to finish the sentence, guys. To help us with this today, Alice Levine, hello.
Hello.
So glad you're available today, because we've been calling you the last couple of weeks, and it's like, it's a no from Alice.
Not a no, just like, you know, and other better stuff.
She's busy.
Comes in.
But that's the thing, it is a case of priorities, isn't it? Because you're a very busy lady, but normally you would like to think that this would be up there on the priority list.
Well, little and often, right? Like snacks.
Yeah, also, lunchtime's tricky, isn't it?
It does make me miss you more, though.
Doing some kind of Nordic feast or something, can't you?
Usually cooking a souffle.
Do you know what I mean? Like.
Okay, can we have the start of the sentence that we have got to finish with one of the most popular answers on the internet, please?
Have I got a problem with my...
This is quite a nice topic, actually, because we can just discuss our problems, can't we?
Well, the first thing I think of is, have I got a problem with my sense of humour?
Yeah, okay, interesting.
Why?
Don't say, oh, yeah.
What do you think's wrong with it?
Well, I just sometimes think some people find things funny that I don't find funny, and I'm not getting it.
Like what?
Like all memes.
What do you mean? So you're saying, I don't understand this, you're saying jokes and you don't think people are laughing?
Or... That too, where I'm sorry. That was brilliant.
I'm only joking.
Obviously, I'm putting stuff out there that's like top quality material and it's bombing. But on the other side, like, I'll just sometimes laugh because everyone's laughing, but I don't get it.
All right. So, you know...
I do that.
We all do it.
Mm. When you've been on this show before, I've genuinely thought that we had cracked you up laughing. But it's not real. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's another
faker. Oh my God, it's fake.
Oh, wow.
Well, it really is.
Is that another fake?
I'm just joking.
Do we make you laugh a bit?
Yeah, a bit.
Right. How
do you describe us to people who don't know us? Like, if you say to each other, oh, I work at Radio 1, and say, oh, yeah, Scott and Chris, like, and they're like, no, sorry, I don't know them. What do you say at that point?
Oh, no, I'm not prepared for this.
On in the afternoons?
Right. Yeah. Is that it?
What do you want?
But then the description on people's car radio says something similar to that right now, doesn't it? It just says, like,
Scott entertains the nation.
I wouldn't go that far. I'd probably say...
Well, I agree. I think it's a badly worded message that pops up.
I'd say, like, on the radio. Like, I'd say, like, it's definitely on the radio.
Scott is on the radio.
he's definitely working right now.
I agree with what you're saying about sense of humour, because I worry about my sense of humour, because I don't find stand-up comedy funny. And I think not really. I find that if I go along to it, I laugh because I want to be respectful of the comedian.
And the pressure
as well. To make them feel bad. But I don't genuinely find it funny, which makes me think either they're not doing their job properly, because if you're a comedian, you've got to make people laugh, or I'm just not, like, what's wrong with me?
But there's something intrinsically cringy about stand-up that makes you feel a tiny bit uncomfortable. Is that because you're there and it's live and it's a bit...
Also because it's like you're being told that you've got to laugh at some point.
It's really weird you've said those, because I've never thought about this before, but I have been in loads of stand-up comedy where people are absolutely loving it, and I'm, like, laughing, but I don't get it.
That's what I mean.
And you don't mean it. No, you don't mean it.
I get the joke, but I'm not finding it funny.
But are we just people who are very ungenerous laughers? Like, do some people find more stuff funny and we just find a tiny selection of things funny?
I think we're a tough crowd.
I have a body-related issue as well that I would say, have I got a problem with my...
Okay, should we wait there and come back to this?
Oh, I'm not sure it's worth waiting for, but do you want to wait for it?
Yeah, I'd like to. Right. Scott Mills. We're playing the Google game on BBC Radio 1. Today, the sentence that we've been given the start of is...
Have I got a problem with my...
We've got to finish the sentence with what we think one of the most popular answers will be that people have typed in. Chris, you said you had some medical issue.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I noticed recently that I'm wired up all wrong. So, for example, I do some things with my right hand, some things with my left hand, some things not like my feet are doing different things. It's really odd. I'm a right-footed person who plays on the left-hand side of football, but I've got quite a strong left foot.
You'd be a terrible one-man band.
I play golf and cricket with my left hand. It's all mixed up.
Yeah, because normally, like I'm left-handed, I'll do everything with my left hand.
Everything?
Yeah.
So your right hand is not very well exercised?
It's not exercised at all. It's the same if I ever do any exercise. Much stronger on my left side. That's what they tell me.
But do you do anything with your right hand?
Not so you're very all much. One
side. But this is what I'm saying. I will write with my right hand, which would suggest I'm right-handed. But pretty much everything else goes to the left.
Well, you're all over the place.
Well, we've always said it, haven't we, Scott?
So what I was going to say is, have I got a problem with my wiring?
Yes. We've always said this.
I'm not a doctor, but we have always said it. I'm glad you've cottoned on, really. Yeah. Something's not right.
Are you generally one-sided for everything?
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah. Well,
if you're stroking a cat, what would you stroke with?
Well, always the right. Oh, really? Oh, but that's because
I'm left.
Yeah, yeah. You're all right. It's not all about you. Yeah, I would do it with the right, yeah.
And if you wanted to hit a tennis ball, what would you...
I mean, I'd have no chance, but I'd give it a go with the right. It would hit me in the face either way, but... I tried to play tennis on holiday because some friends were like, oh, they've got a tennis court.
Yeah, so you feel like you should use it. So where are you holidaying? Some chateau, is it?
No, it was just like a hotel that had a tennis court.
It's impossible.
But
it's impossible.
It's impossible. Like, you can't, like, there's no way you can hit the ball. No. Like, you simply can't.
No, I mean, I don't know. What do you mean? Know how anyone does it.
I've got bad eyesight, so I just said it was that thing.
I'd love to. Yeah, well, I used to coach it.
You used to coach tennis?
Yeah.
What? When?
Where did you bring this one out of?
I put on my CV that I've got a CV.
Ready to go.
Always ever ready.
You can't catch him off guard. He's always applying.
I put down that I was assistant tennis coach. It's not true. I was assistant to the tennis coach.
Right. So you've been
a PA.
I'd run and go get his food, or like at the end of the session, I'd pick up all the balls.
You're a ball boy, yeah.
Like I'd throw balls at the. I was about to say contestants. It wasn't contestants. I'd throw balls at the players.
Right.
To like practice.
Do you mean throw
like
them
that.
To them, not at them? That's different.
Yeah. Well, in their direction.
Right. So could you teach me and Alice to play tennis?
Yeah. I'm not a bad player. But you two would bring me down.
I'd be quite up for that.
I can't see you playing tennis.
Yeah.
It's like you can't imagine me driving a car.
Yeah, it's really weird. Oh, if you're ever in a car with Scott, I find it so weird.
You're always chauffeured, no?
I don't trust it. No, he drives sometimes.
You drive a stretch limo?
Can you imagine? No, a normal car. Can you imagine me driving a car?
Absolutely not.
Why?
It's well weird. And it's you see weird. People in traffic, like he does everything, indicates and everything. It's
yeah,
weird
like a normal
do
person.
Himself.
Right, so what are we going for, guys? Google game. What do we think the most popular answer is going to be from the ones that we've suggested?
Yeah, I suppose we've got to pick one of these. So what do you think is more popular? Have I got a problem with my wiring, or have I got a problem with my... I think the sense of humour thing's an interesting one, actually. I actually think people would have typed that in.
I feel like people have definitely thought it, even if they've not searched it.
Yeah.
So what are we going for?
Well, we've only got two options. Right. Have I got a problem with my sense of humour? Is that right, Alice?
Or my tennis coach. What was the other one? That was just a digression. Yeah, let's go sense of humour.
Okay. Is that one of the most popular answers? Let's find out.
Have I got a problem with my password, my Facebook account, my stomach, my house?
Oh. I don't get people putting the medical stuff into a search engine. Like stomach. Mm. I mean, just go, like, surely...
Oh, come on, you must Google the symptoms.
But it just opens a can of worms, doesn't it? You don't ever come away from that going like, oh, that solved the problem.
No, it makes it 100 times worse, which is why you shouldn't do it. But I bet you've done it.
Yeah, of course, I'm not an idiot.
When are you next on the radio, please, Alice Levine?
Saturday and Sunday, so don't go on about it.
Whoa, whoa. 1 p.m. till 4?
Well, I'll probably play a record at 3:58 and be gone.
See you there.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
I should warn you when I'm going to play the fox noise, because Chloe in Manchester nearly fell off her chair then. Listens to the show through headphones at work, and the fox noise at the start of the song shocked her so much she nearly fell off.
A few points on the fox thing though, Scott. Excuse me. When Jason Derulo is doing that noise...
Say Jason Derulo.
Oh, I knew you can do this. Jason Derulo. Derulo.
That's it.
When Jason Derulo... is doing that. What I'm trying to get at is that an actual fox in his song? Or is Jason Derulo dressed as a fox when he does this in some kind of Jason Derulo bedroom
it's
thing?
Very similar to what happens outside my house at 1 a.m. Unless Jason Derulo is outside my house and has been for the last couple of nights, because he is in London at the moment.
I'm just saying, if it's not a fox, if that isn't a fox, that's Jason Derulo doing a fox impression, which is amazing.
I know, right? Well, I didn't tell you this earlier. I went out to get some fresh air about 1:30. Got in the lift to come back up. You know, at lunchtime, the BBC lifts here are really busy.
Mm-hmm.
So the lift is packed, and I'm, like, right up to this lady's face, basically, because, I mean, there's hardly any kind of personal space going on at all. So really busy lift. She was resting her eyes. Now, I've noticed that people do this sometimes in lifts. They just close their eyes for a minute, almost like they want to have a little sleep. She's probably a bit tired. So she didn't see how close my face was to mine. Her face was to mine. So, resting her eyes. And then, you know when someone yawns and they don't put their hand over the mouth? She did that because she couldn't see me. She did this. And do you know that little spray that sometimes comes out when you yawn? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
It's like a rain shower.
Over your face.
It sprayed me in my face with her yawn. Thanks, love. I've never had that before. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's always what people say. They always say sorry and then they try and catch their own yawn.
Do you know yawn
like
spray, though?
Behind. Yeah, I do know what you mean. But gross.
Never
right
happened
in your
to
face.
Me before, I know. Just nipped out.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, just a little, like, quick blast of it, you know, like a little shower.
Scott Mills.
We've already had a man with a marshmallow on his head on the show this week, the DJ and producer Marshmallow. His new track coming up between 3:30 and 4 with Selena Gomez. And today... we're going to have a bit of a coffee and a roll with Charlie Puth. He's going to sing the answers to all my questions.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
We really should start offering the guests coffee and roll, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's a weird one to have to explain every time, though.
Yeah. It went well when we started to have coffees and rolls during Freshers Week with the students, didn't it? They even bring the rolls themselves. Hello, Katie.
Hiya.
Hey,
tell us about your exciting day that you're having.
Oh, it's just coursework and...
Half term, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. When do you go back?
Monday.
All right.
Are you actually doing the work or are you just putting it off? Because sometimes that causes more stress.
Well, I sort of have up until now and then realised how much I've got to do and, panic now.
Okay. You've got a while though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you've got that attitude with things, you end up like me, and then you leave it really last minute, then you end up having to work through the whole night to do it, and it's not as good. It's probably best doing what you're doing and just crack on with it. I know it's long.
Yeah, it'll be over soon.
You can have a little break with bangers now.
Oh, yes.
Then. Yeah, whatever you choose, make sure you enjoy it and then get back to work. So, here's what I've got for you. Other flawless,
absolutely flawless. Ooh.
Pew.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great. The one's flawless.
That is good.
It is good.
It is a good choice,
yeah. That for ages.
Ooh. All right, Kate, you can have that, or you can have my bag of choices. This. Tiny Temper Frisky. I know, right?
Yeah.
Good tune.
Yeah.
But here's the situation. If I win bangers today, I win the week.
Oh.
If you choose Scott, though, it brings it back up to a draw, and it's like deadlock.
Oh. I usually go for you, Chris. I don't know today. I think because I need to sing along and everything, I'm going to go for Chris.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Oh. Would you risk it for a chocolate biscuit? Ho! Oh! Tiny Temper and Frisky on BBC Radio 1.
Happy with that. Good win.
That was good today. I did really want to hear mine, though.
Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Zoe in East Yorkshire. She says, the rain shower from mouth when yawning is called a gleek. Yeah, we heard about this earlier. My boyfriend gleeked on me, so we Googled what it was called. I had no idea until then, but apparently it's a thing. If you go on YouTube, there are videos that teach you how to gleek on command. Now I get gleeked on regularly. This sounds horrible because my boyfriend has mastered the art of it and finds it highly amusing to gleek on me when I least expect it.
And she's still with him as well.
Yeah, that's love. That's pure love, that is. Thank you, Zoe in East Yorkshire. You never know when you're going to get gleeked on.
Scott Mills.
He says that's one of his favourite singles he's done so far. I would totally agree with that. MK and 17 on Radio 1. You've got a lot of love for that.
Oh, mate, I think it's one of the best ones in a while. Also, just makes me so excited for the weekend.
Yeah.
So excited.
Okay, so that is MK. We should get him in soon. I saw his Twitter the other day. He's like, I'm going to announce it soon where I'm playing for New Year's Eve. And, like, for massive DJs like that, they must be having, like, the pick and choose of where they can play out on New Year's Eve at the moment. To the highest bidder.
Well, New Year's Eve's a funny one as well, because you really want to have the big DJ there for midnight, don't you? Whereas actually, people like Charlie Sloth, especially, he likes to get in on the air. He'll do loads on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Sloth is
six or seven.
Six or seven places on New Year's Eve.
But I don't know if he's dropping like Auld Lang Syne at midnight. He doesn't really do that.
Well, there's only one Charlie Sloth and there's only one midnight.
Yeah, true.
Scott Mills.
And good afternoon, Charlie Puth.
Good afternoon, yeah, it's gloomy out.
Now, we had DJ Marshmallow on the show this week, a man with the marshmallow on his head. People enjoyed the interview because it was, well, it was different. It wasn't a straightforward chat because he doesn't speak. So we had him type his answers out and then a computer would read them out for us. Today, Charlie is here, and because we've interviewed him a couple of times before, but he is so incredibly musical, he's going to sing and play keyboards to answer every question I ask.
Yes, that's right.
This, I knew this would be a great idea.
I heard that you had a terrible night's sleep.
I did have a terrible night's sleep. It's because of the jet lag.
So when you can't sleep, what do you generally do to try and get yourself to sleep? Do you know what I mean? Like some people count sheep, that kind of thing, or you just put something late on the TV?
Hmm.
I take some melatonin and watch that funny show. I can't remember the name of it, but it's really inappropriate, and somehow they're allowed to curse on TV.
Celebrity Juice.
Celebrity Juice.
You like said that? Before that you want to go on Celebrity Juice.
I do, yeah.
Is there any other British TV that you've seen that you like?
You love British TV.
I do love British TV. I saw something funny last night where the Prime Minister got hit with an egg and then he punched some guy in the face. It was really funny.
Oh, that was Prescott. That was ages
Prescott.
Ago.
Yeah.
Must have been one of those.
I was eating some Nando's while watching that, and it was really funny at the
Travelodge.
My home away from home in London, Travelodge is for me.
This is going better than I ever thought it would. Charlie, let's chat and sing some more after the next piece of music.
We'll be right back after the next piece of music. Oh, we'll be back on the BBC, on the BBC.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here, and Charlie Pufus here. We've got him singing all the answers to the questions today because he can, because talented. We were just talking about British TV. Why do you think the adverts are so good in the UK?
Commercials are brilliant in the UK because they act like everything's okay and they're sarcastic, which is not present in American media. We're so serious. Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that.
Chris, you got anything else?
This is like, do you feel when you come to the UK, what is the things that you particularly look forward to? Because what I'd like you to do as well is experience some of the, say, northern delicacies that we have here, chicken parmo, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean, Scott?
What's that?
How would you describe it?
Just looking at it up.
Please describe it. Sounds delicious, yeah.
It's like fried chicken in bechamel sauce.
What's bechamel sauce? What's that?
It's like the sauce that you'd have on a lasagna.
Oh, lasagna, like in America.
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about now.
Are there any UK artists that when you come over here you sort of meet up with or want to link up with, or do you just not really bother? Do you know what I mean? Keep yourself to yourself or talk us about
it? Rich,
yeah. Well, let me explain. I'd like to have a drink with Rita Ora, somewhat of a gimlet or a hot toddy, because Rita Ora is a good friend of mine. I apparently just missed her outside.
Are you friends with Liam Payne?
That's his new song.
You're on it.
I am on it.
Bedroom floor.
Did you know that I'm singing on it as well as doing the sound effects?
Oh, so it's not him at all?
No, it is him. He's doing a very nice job, but I do the so you have
See, I didn't know that. That's mad, because every time you come in we find out that you're on a different song.
Yeah, you're
that we
featured
love,
on another track.
Yeah,
but I'm not featured on it, I just wrote it.
It was like a fire trouble. I didn't realise for ages that was you.
Yeah.
You know?
So did you write Liam's song?
I did. I wrote Liam's song. He's a good friend of mine. He climbed my roof just the other night in LA. He's a bit of a weirdo, but so am I. And that makes it okay. Why, you may ask? Because Liam was in One Direction and he has advice to give about me receiving fame, and I'm not used to paparazzi at all. But he says, hey, Charlie, don't worry so much about all what this is, because it's going to go away all one day.
This is the best thing ever, isn't it?
This is my favourite interview. Charlie, do you want to speak at any point, or are you just happy through doing it?
I'm happy to speak now.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, hello.
That was great.
Oh, goodness. I want it to sound good at the same time. There we go. The echo's gone.
I felt like I was in Sesame Street at one point. It was just like, well, you're funny you should say that.
But in all seriousness, I've always wanted to, like, write a Broadway play.
You should write a musical. Yeah, that's what it was sounding like it at yeah. times.
Can you imagine if I actually took the time to like sit down and actually think of what I was saying rather than just blurt it out?
What advice was Liam giving you then?
He was, I seemed to be linked to like so many women and at one point. And
not terrible.
I know, horrible. But I mean, that part's not horrible. It's just like the whole being followed thing and like constantly being harassed and questions and stuff. That was a lot for me.
It's not really your thing, is it?
It's not. And, you know, what better person to ask the advice of than someone who received and still received it quite a bit?
Somebody who used to have to go and sleep on a boat because it was the only place where he could actually get any peace and quiet.
Is that true?
Yeah. Wow, he never told me that. That's wild. I'm not at that point yet. No. But
Charlie, you okay to stay there?
I can. Just, as long as this piano stays
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Just look busy by the piano.
Okay.
You don't have to sing it, Charlie, but tell me what your new song is. I'm going to play it on Radio 1 now.
You are. Fantastic. Yeah. My new song is called How Long. It's basically a part two of Attention. Think of it like that.
I know what I wanted to ask you, Charlie. You're writing so many songs, right? Do you think you've written the best song that you have yet?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think I'm close to it. I think Attention is... I'm very close to it, but I don't know. I'm going to be like 92, and I'm still going to think that I still have...
Do you feel like you're searching?
I'm always searching for the
best
song.
When I first heard Attention, I thought, this is Proof's best work.
Thank you.
I think it is.
I would say so myself, too. I'm insanely proud with that one, and the new one, too, How Long. It's like a part two of Attention in the Way. Yeah. I've kind of, as we Americans say, found my wave. Maybe you guys say it here, too.
Hey, you're on Friday night, you're going on Greg James's new show on BBC One.
I think it's the first episode.
Yeah. It's the first one. It's you. It's Jason Derulo. And it's Jesse Ware.
That's right.
Have you met Derulo before?
Yeah, I know. I know Jason really well. I think I just missed him outside, actually.
Yeah, you've missed everyone outside today. Brita Ora, Jason Derulo.
Damn, made me feel bad.
Do you think they're avoiding you, or are you avoiding
probably
them? What's going on here?
They're probably here comes singing Puth again. Probably
always a song.
Always a song. Can't go a day without a song. Here he comes. But no, Jason was actually one of the first artists to recognize me as a songwriter. 2014, I just walked in a room and just played him. Actually, played him a very early version of "See You Again." And
that was great to hear. He was a second of that.
It's actually the wrong sound. And Jason's really always been really supportive of me. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. You know, when you made that song, was it just like, I suppose it's this scenario, right? Just sat by a piano, what, in your room or something?
It was like... very similar to where we're at right now, just less lights. It was a studio, and I sat down, and I literally just...
How do you come up with that?
I don't know. I was thinking, in order for me to write music, I need to think of situations, so... Well, first, the assignment was to write for Paul Walker, and I thought to myself, okay, like, funeral song that doesn't make everyone more upset but kind of leaves them with, like, a bit of closure, like, everything's going to be okay. What would that sound like? And I, for some reason, thought of Scotland and, like, what a Scottish bagpiper would play.
So is that how it started? It was like what, or do you remember what it was before it became that song? Do you remember?
It
like,
was just the piano.
Similar to that?
It was just the piano, like my what I had in my head, because every bagpipe is a B flat for whatever. Like
yes.
And the song is in actually B flat major, which is interesting. It's very in depth, but it's interesting to me. And it was just the scenario that I pictured in my head, and you know, this just came out. I don't know where it came from, but it's a pretty melody.
Yeah.
It's incredible hearing what, you know, it's such a massive
song. I love the
process. The process of it all. And now it's, what, is it the most viewed song ever? Or something
I think,
like it's
a,
that,
I think Despacito
it?
Has beat it out.
Oh,
but
sorry
that's,
to hear that, man.
No, that's a great song, too, but... I
did
mean,
you write that?
I did not. I wish I did. Attention started out the same way. So all my songs start out with, like, the little... Like, Attention was supposed to be... Do I have a string setting here? It was supposed to be, like, an orchestral thing. Ding, 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 ding. It was supposed to be like this big luscious string thing, and then it turned into a guitar thing, and then a funky thing.
Yeah.
So cool. Amazing.
I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth, can't leave that keyboard alone. Thank you very much for joining us today on Radio 1.
Thank you for having me.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Scott Mills.
And now let's head over to Graham's garage. Graham.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I am in Calne, which is near Chippenham in Wiltshire.
All right, my love. How's it going in the garage? What are you doing in there?
Right this very second, I am carving a man's eyeball into a piece of wood.
All right, wooden eyeball.
It is, yeah, it's a wooden eyeball. It's a big lump of wood, and I've carved a couple of people dancing, and I'm just working on the man's face, specifically his eyeball.
Are you a carpenter?
I'm a joiner, but yes, it's like a carpenter, but better.
How long have you been going at that, Graham?
66 hours so far, obviously not all in one go.
I was going to say, have a break.
Yeah, I will do. I'm quite hungry now.
Is this business or pleasure?
This is pleasure at the moment, although I am quite cold and my hands are cramping up, so it's not that pleasurable right this second.
When will you finish the ball, the eyeball?
Probably another half an hour, I think. Got to give it a polish and it's done. Good fun, though. I'm enjoying it.
Are my tunes getting you through it, though?
They are, yeah. It's been awesome so far. Looking forward to more.
Here's another one.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and our private investigator, James, will be on the show. Scott Mills.